Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this very chilly but hot episode of Winter House Recapping, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. How are you, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi. Did you notice how the shoes over my shoulder were reflecting the ring light and made it look like two little eyes in the darkness? Do you see this? Wait. Do you see that over there in the corner? Isn't that scary?
Well, you can see that because we are on Crappens On Demand today, and this is our first Winter House recap on the main feed. So if you're not on Patreon, what the hell are you doing? Go to Patreon. That's where you'll find Below Deck this week. But hello, welcome to main feed Winter Housen.
Yes, some people are like, are you guys not covering this? But we are. The first two episodes, the premiere and episode two, are on our bonus episode on Patreon. So if you want to listen to those, that's where those are. But we thought, we were like, let's trot it out onto the main feed because we love ourselves some petty, petty, petty Bravo people. And that's what this show's all about. Okay. So we're going to dive into some Winter House. But just a quick reminder, in case you didn't hear, we got tickets on sale for our show. So go to watchacrappens.com, get the tickets because tickets are running low in some venues. And even if they aren't running low, do it because it's going to be super fun. And we want to see all your smiling faces because we've been off the road for 2 years because of a pandemic. And now we want to bring a pandemic of joy to all of you guys. So go to watchacrappens.com and get your tickets.
It's contagious.
We are lunatics today. We are at the end of our work week. So that means that we're just bonkers. And what a good show to be bonkers for, Winter House. The episode begins... It begins with the resolution of a cliffhanger that has weighed on me all week long, Ronnie, which is, what is Lindsay going to say to Austin after she has professed her love to him and he has said, Lindsay, I love you like a sister, a much, much older sister, the kind of sister who you're like, I can't believe we're even related like that. Like, how does that even work? Like, you're so much older than me. Are you sure you're not my aunt? That kind of sister, Lindsay.
Like the kind of sister that if I was driving Miss Daisy, I wouldn't even call you Miss. I would just call you Daisy because you're my sister. And like, the music's like...
and she's like...
And I love that they pretend Lindsay is 75 years old. I think it is so funny. Lindsay is not older than these people. Why do they all act like 35. Lindsay is so old?
She's like 2 years older than Austin, gorgeous, and they act like she
stunningly
is
gorgeous.
They act like she's expired mayonnaise. I mean, like, look
at
that.
I just think it's so funny that it carries over even to this new show. You know, it's like Lindsay cannot catch a break. So he's like, you know, we just work so much better with this way, Lindsay. And I don't want to fuck this up because we're so close, you know? And she's like, listen, you dropped some bombs on New Year's Eve. And he's like, what? What did I say on New Year's Eve? And she says, well, we FaceTimed like 15 times. And I said, what are your goals this year? And you said, I'm going to date you, Lindsay. And then your mouth kept moving, which I assumed meant that you really loved me.
And that really put some shit in my head. And so Austin tells us, oh, seriously, like every New Year's, I'm at Madison Square Garden at a 4-day fish show. I mean, what am I doing at a fish show, Linz? I'm not just having Ben and Jerry's, okay? Trey Anastasio is like a god, okay, Linz? My head is in outer space. It's insane right now, okay? And she knows it. Like, come on! Which is also, there's so many things, so much to unpack here. First of all, Austin going to a 4-day fish concert. Wow.
Every year.
Every year.
That is so him. And he is one of those creepy older guys just trying to get around girls who've been, you know, taking LSD and shit. Or whatever you guys are doing at the Molly, whatever. Not that's old too, right?
But also
whatever you're doing, all right.
Whatever that TikTok pill is. But also it's so funny to think that Lindsay FaceTimes Austin and he is high at a Fish concert and she's like, so what are your goals? Like, of course you would do that.
Yeah. So he's like, you know, I mean, that comes from a place of like, I don't know. And she's like, no, there's no confusing that. I am going to date you in 2021. No confusing. She's like, I have a feeling Austin wants to put me on a shelf and save me till later when he's ready. And he tells her, but we have a past. We have a past.
Well, I see you for the first time in a year and I'm elated. So, and then she tells us, I'm not a back burner girl. So, like, she wants to put me on a shelf that has a back burner on it, okay? But I'm a front burner, non-shelf front burner, okay? I'm a front burner on the floor, not back burner on the shelf. So, like, you either strike while the iron's hot or get off the fucking pot. And yes, I will mix all the metaphors together. So either crumble the cookie or cry over the milk, whatever it's going to be.
She did. She mixed the kitchen, laundry room, and bathroom metaphors She mixed the kitchen, laundry room, and bathroom metaphors all together. Right? She's like, I'm a front burner girl, so strike when the iron's hot or get off the pot. It's like those are three different places in the home.
Three different spatial metaphors.
She's definitely ready to nest, okay?
Well, like, stitch in
either
time.
Stock the pantry, or turn off the lines. If you're going to be with me, you better close the garage or get off the lawnmower.
An apple a day shouldn't be thrown in a glass house.
And she's still like all love in her eyes. She's like, but Austin, forget the past. I see you for the first time in a year. And I'm like, elated. You're like a frosé machine at a derby party. Like white jeans at a formal dinner. You're like the taco contract at the end of the taco rainbow. And he's like, no.
He goes,
no, gross.
When I got here, I was like, Lindsay is the type of friend where we could just lie in bed and watch a movie. It's insane right now. And I don't want to ruin that kind of friendship. The kind of friendship where, like, we could hook up, but there could be no strings attached. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it's hilarious how everybody on the show acts like that's a bad thing. Like, isn't that what you're supposed to be looking for in life? Someone you can lay around with and watch Netflix and like the same things, but also fuck? Like, what am I missing? Like, isn't that a relationship?
But what they're saying is they don't want to have relationships. Well, he doesn't want a relationship with her because he knows that she's kind of crazy. So she's right. He wants to save her for those moments when they just hook up and then I can go back to being friends. And then when she's like, but I thought we could be something, he could be like, it's going too fast. I said I didn't want this. I mean, like, how many times does she have to fall for the fuckboy defense, right?
Yep. Every time. But also, you know, I don't give Austin any credit because he's a douche, but at least he's telling her. Now, is it after possibly leading her on for years? Okay, yeah. But at least he's like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So then Craig is talking to Kyle and Jason, and he's like, yeah, like, they're good friends, you know, like, they'll stay in bed together. They watch TV together. And Kyle's like, you're that good of friends?
And Julia's there. She's like, so you're either brother and sister. I would never have sex with someone who I'm in a relationship with like that.
Yeah. And Craig goes, yeah, he really is an idiot. Yeah. So again, I'm like, to me, that's a relationship. So not sure what you guys are looking for. You're not spring chickens out there.
Okay? And
this isn't going to last forever. This stream of sorority girls like wandering into bars in Austin.
Charleston.
For Austin in Charleston. It's not going to last that long. But.
So ultimately, Lindsay and Austin patch things up. And he goes, so we shake hands now? You want to shake on it? I'm like, wow. Like, I think you saying you love her like a sister is I don't think you have to actually do like bring it down to like a handshake now to exert the platonicness of the relationship you want.
But also, Lindsay is so Lindsay about it. She goes, no, we hug like we always do. But then she hugs him and she's hugging him in that I didn't hear a word you just said kind of a way. It's like too long and like loving and rocking back and forth.
The slow Lindsay hug, you got to be careful because it means a lot of things, right? So yeah. Then back at the house, Luke is still making his igloo. That's the other cliffhanger. How's the igloo working out? Still a work in progress. He's still building that igloo one block of snow at a time.
And Paige is in bed with Amanda talking. And she's like, I was in the shower. And I was like, can you bring me a towel? And he was like, oh, you're going to bring it up for me? And I was like, or you could walk out naked. It's so weird. I'm smiling so much. I don't know what to do. And Amanda's like, but what about Jason Cole?
And Paige is like, for me? I'm sorry. I'm obsessed with my husband. This is Andrea. And they're like, well, and they are like, well, we think that Jason likes Gabby, you know? And Amanda's like, Kyle, if I were single, I would totally go after Jason, Kyle.
I like when they said, I'm obsessed with my husband. And it cuts to Andrea staring at himself in his underwear.
Yeah.
He's just like staring at himself and smelling his armpits.
Yeah.
So everybody returns from wherever they were, snowboarding, skiing, whatever snow thing they were doing. And Gabby's like, oh my God, guys, did you see the igloo that Luke made? And Luke's like, oh, it's not finished yet. I'm going to need help for that, the finishing touches, huh?
And Austin goes, huh, it would have been good if you were like, cause, well, no, because Luke says, you know, I'm going to need some of these big, strong men to help me. And then Austin goes, oh, it would have been good if you were like, no, 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 not you, though. I'm like, thanks for the note, Austin. Thanks for the comic note. Be sure to get, well, we'll put your resume in at NBC for their sitcom division.
So Amanda's like, how was it, Austin? He goes, oh, what? Good. I mean, some conversations were had, that's for sure. Okay, this guy's such an asshole. Like, the girl, listen, in Bachelor terms, because I know that's what they speak on the show, the girl just put her walls down and was vulnerable to you. And now you're going to come tell everybody in the house what an idiot she is. Like, don't make her look stupid. I mean, I know she's Lindsay, but don't be a dick, Austin.
Exactly.
Okay?
So Jason makes this announcement that they're going to get a keg for tonight and they're all going to have drinking buddies because they're going to be doing a beer bash or whatever. And so that's a big announcement. And then Craig makes some comment about, like, don't make sure that Kyle doesn't work because he works a lot because he has a business. And so, like, part of a business is that you have to work. And, like, so he, like, works a lot, which is cool because he has a business. And that's, like, pretty cool. But, like, just make sure he doesn't, like, because it's, like, we're fun. And, like, if you're working, it's, like, no, it doesn't work that way.
And Kyle's like, I'm sorry, Amanda, because I wake you up because I have anxiety attacks over you not getting us the primary room from your dickhole friends. But, like, I'm going to try. And he tells us the trip didn't go as he planned because he's stressed. And he's stressing Amanda out. And now they have to do their whole wedding. And it's just stressful.
So then a little keg arrives because it's going to be a beer bash. So a little keg arrives. And Austin no-butts the little keg. He's like, hold on. That's a 6-barrel. That's 41 beers, okay? And Andrea goes, that's a lot, 41 beers. That's a lot of beers. 41 beers? Get your ass inside, Andrea. Oh, God, 41 beers. Oh, God, it's insane right now how few beers that is.
So Lindsay is on the floor of her bedroom. Julie's kind of freshening up. And Lindsay's like,
should I put on makeup?
She's like, no, you look okay. So much like Lindsay. You just keep Lindsaying it up over there, Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, I just need to take a moment, okay? And Julie asks if she's upset over Austin. And she's like,
I mean, I can look at him and know exactly what he's thinking just by an eye contact. I'm like, right now when he came home, I looked into his eyes, and then I got him corn nuts. Because he couldn't stop thinking about corn nuts.
The other day, I looked into his eyes, and then all I heard was a fish song. That was terrible. So then...
So Sierra's in Austin's room waiting for him, and he comes in, and he's like, well, well. Well, well.
Yeah.
It's funny, because Summer House has Carl, who has his tongue like this, kind of on the bottom of his mouth.
Yeah.
And then this show has Austin, who's got his tongue always kind of hanging out of his mouth. Yeah. There's like a lot of tongue work on this show with the guys.
So then he, being very considerate, he goes up to Sierra in his room and goes, Lindsay's a crazy person. She's in love with me. She said that to me. And in my opinion, she had no right to say that. Or I have no right to say that. Like, you know everything about my ex's relationship, and you know I have no place for somebody as
especially my best friend who's insane right now, to come out of left field and tell me they're in love with me.
So he's like now angry at Lindsay for saying that she loved him, even though he let her on.
And telling the girl that he is hooking up with, like, how, this pathetic Lindsay story. This guy's such a fucking asshole. But he's also, like, even tripling down on the assholeness because he's basically telling Sierra, yeah, so we're just gonna fuck, right?
Right. Well, it's also, like it's a like, full paint-by-numbers fuckboy moment, right? This is what Carl always does, right? Because, the moment that a girl wants something a little bit more than a casual hookup, Bueller's hilarious back there. Bueller's, like, making a little igloo, a little Luke style igloo back there in your sofa. But like the moment that a girl wants something a little bit more, the guy's like, whoa, 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 whoa. And then it becomes all about gaslighting her into like, she's so crazy. Like, I said I wanted to take it slow. She knows I can't commit right now. Look at her being crazy.
And we see a clip of him with Madison going, I love you so much. Just give me another chance, Madison, please. And she's like,
that is not going to happen, mister. You couldn't stand the heat. Now get out of the kitchen.
He's like, yeah, she really understood household metaphors. And like, she could keep her room separated in example, hypothetical. So how can anyone compete with Madison?
She was born for corn. So Sierra's basically like, I could take a step back, you know, if you want. She's like, no, no. Because guess what? If you were standing right here in this room, I'd be like, Lindsay, no, I don't have any interest in you at all, Lindsay. Not at all. It's like, oh, man. God, give this poor woman a break. I mean, like,
I know.
You said you wanted to date her, and then she took that information, and then you're like, you're crazy right now.
Yeah, and then Lindsay's still talking to Julia. She's like, I mean, just stop getting me drunk and telling me, or stop getting drunk and telling me you want to date me. So then Sierra's like, well, maybe you're just trouble. He's like, no, maybe you're just trouble.
I'm just troubled by all of this. So
he's so gross. He's so gross.
And then,
she says, you're cute. They start making out.
You're
cute. She's like, you're cute. And he's like, no, you are. Ugh.
You're cute right now. So then Kyle's just babbling about some Loverboy espresso packaging he needs to get done. He's doing that on the phone. And then Jason starts talking to Amanda about Gabby, about like whether or not she's into Luke or not, because he likes Gabby. I don't know. Again, no one seems to really be aware that Jason's in the house. Like, they talk to him, but they're not. I feel like after they're done talking with him, it's like the same experience as driving to the store. Like, you're at the store. You know you drove somewhere, but you don't have any real recollection of what that was like. I feel like he just sort of like floats through this house talking with people, but he hasn't really penetrated anyone's minds yet.
Or vaginas. So she's like, did you talk to Gabby? And he's like, I mean, I asked the guys, like, is she in Luke? She's like, I don't know. A woman likes shelter and there's no roof on that igloo. Just saying, there's still a chance.
So then Luke goes in and checks in on Gabby, who's in her room. He's like, oh, so what are you reading down there? She goes, I'm reading about communication skills training, something that I plan to not employ whatsoever for the rest of this episode. He's like, oh, cool, cool. Hey,
yeah, read harder. Might I suggest read harder?
Hey, what's up with all those post-its? You are writing a book or something? It's like, oh, yeah, this is something I do every day. I close my eyes and pick a different note, and I kind of live by that note, and then I get through the day. I call it post-it improv. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, she fucking crazy. I've never seen anybody who does post-it notes all over their house to remind them of whatever be a not crazy person, okay? And I'm sorry if you are one of those people, if you're listening to this, but you might want to consider that. Next time you look at your post-its, it's like, you're good enough. You're good
Post-its
enough.
Are not a personality, okay? So, and then Luke, of course, is like, oh, what if a note said, eat five pizzas? Would you eat five pizzas? It's sort of like truth or dare with yourself, huh? Huh?
And she goes, well, I would do it, but I would have to really work out after that.
And he's like, oh, I would like that note. Bye.
You know what note I give myself?
I think he knows the post-it note rule. He's like, bye.
Yeah, he's like, uh-oh. This is a little bit of a red. I can't help but notice that your post-its are not in the shape of red flags. Do you want to fix that? Because that's all I see. My note says, catch a fish with my hands.
My note says, hat dish. So Andrea goes to Paige and Sierra's room, and he's like, oh, he's telling us, it has always been my dream to marry an American girl and go back to Italy. Which is the weirdest dream I've ever heard. I can't get over this. Yeah, I can't get over this dream. Like, they're out of women in Italy, unfortunately.
And he's like, you know, I'm a mama's boy. Can you believe it? An Italian man who's a mama's boy, and I'm an only child. Oh, yes. I just want to bring an American back to my mama, so that way... she just hates. She can say all the things to my mama that I am too afraid to say.
Yeah, do you think that the mom is just a fucking terror and he can't find an Italian woman because they always have to meet his mom and that's where it goes wrong?
So absolutely.
He's just going to like drag someone to Italy and they're stuck. They're just stuck there. He's like, we're staying with my mama.
So then Craig texts Natalie and he's like, miss you, baby. And then... Natalie doesn't respond as usual. It's like the slow death of this relationship is playing out over this show.
So then Jason's telling Lindsay that she needs to use some light layers for tonight. Then he's dancing in a jumpsuit trying to make her happy. And she gives him a double kiss. He's like
the mark.
Kind of the light raft. You know, he's bored and she's bored. They're going to have like pity themselves sex with each other, I think.
Yeah, because she gives him like a very slow thank you. She goes, thank you. And then she gives that slow double kiss. I was like, she has marked him. And now she's going, now the games begin. She's going to show Austin how much she doesn't care about Austin by going after Jason.
Right. So then Julia is curling someone's hair for them and talking about Luke. And who's
hair? Well, she's asking Gabby about Luke.
Or straightening for them.
I think just Gabby's hair. And so
she's like, so you're not interested in, Jason? And then Jason's like, oh, hi, guys. Julia's like, we're talking.
Is that the wind? Do I hear the wind blowing through here? What was that? It's me. It's Jason. It's Jason just here to hit on Gabby. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's the air conditioner. Maybe it turned on by accident. So
she's like, so now that he's gone again, are you into him? Are you into Jason? I mean, Jason, right? And Gabby's like, no, not really. Nah.
Well, so Julia was hoping that she was going to be into Jason, but it's not happening. So Julia...
Yeah, because I've known Jason for years, so I was hoping that Gabby would be into him, because it would be nice to play matchmaker with my friend of years, because at their wedding I could say, I've known Jason for years, and I've known Gabby for years, and cheers to the couple I've known for years. Let's have beers to dance to tears to fears. Known you for years!
So Julia, Gabby likes Luke. And so Julia's like, so you're going to be like, hey, are you interested? Or do you want me to be like, hey, are you interested? Because I've known Gabby for years. So when I know someone for years, it's sort of my thing. Do you want me to say that?
I like her actual thing. She goes, should I say like, what do you think of Gabby? And Gabby goes, that would be great. She goes,
if you say it like that. If you say it like that.
He's definitely a hard nut to crack. It could take years. I'm into it.
I call that a project. So now, time to drink some beer. So it's a beer bash. Everyone's drinking beer. And Gabby and Jason are playing Pong. And Jason's like, hey, Gabby, I like the way you throw. That's unique. She's like, get away from me.
So Lindsay is talking to Luke kind of on the side. It's like, how was your day? He's like, it was good. You know, did some community planning. Okay. And she's like, well, I talked to Austin today. And then the girls just come right over to them and they're like, shots! So they all do a shot and then they just leave.
Pandemonium. And ultimately, so then Amanda starts getting upset because she's like, where's Kyle? Kyle. And then it cuts back to Lindsay, who's just telling Luke, I mean, like, when you can look at someone in their eyes and communicate through your eyeballs, Austin and I have that. Like, it's like when he has an eye booger, I have an eye booger.
And Luke's just looking at her like, God, I hope she can't read my eyeballs right now. Because I'm just wondering why she's wearing a little girl's knit cap with bunny palms on them. It's kind of creepy, but also hot. What's going on? I wonder if I can have an igloo cul-de-sac.
Why am I thinking about igloo cul-de-sac suddenly?
Damn it.
And hot dishes.
So he's like, listen, if Sierra wasn't here, what would happen? Can she see that I'm suggesting that we murder Sierra together?
So we should murder Sierra together. Got it.
He's like, I'm here for you. I will marry you. I will.
So then Andrea's making out with Paige, and she's like all like, and he's like, I smell like Piara. She like doesn't care. She's so enamored. And then there's just like all sorts of silliness. And Kyle. So now in the kitchen, Kyle is talking to Gabby, and Jason's like in the cupboard, like rummaging for something, or he's by the table, and Kyle and Gabby are over by the stove. And he's basically like, what do you think about Jason? He's pretty cool. He's so awesome. And she goes, he is. But there's some things that you love so much you never want to ruin. Because I love him like a brother who I've known for 4 days. Jason's like,
yeah,
thanks.
You know how there's those people that you just adore? He's like, yeah, and they give you blowjobs. No, I wouldn't want to mess that up. I mean, I love him too much. And so Jason just goes, well, she told you how she feels. And she's like, but I love you like a brother.
He's like, thanks. I'm an actual model and I'm being friend-zoned right now. Okay, this doesn't make me have a complex.
But at least he's being friend-zoned by another model.
I know.
That's, you know, because, or at least because of another model.
Yeah, because they're all equal. In model world, they're all equal, you know?
Mm. So then Sierra's taking a selfie with people, and then Lindsay gets all mad. She's like, oh, fuck that girl. So then Paige is talking to Julia, and Paige is like, if I like a guy, I get giddy. And Julia goes, like butterflies. She's like, yeah. If he walks into a room, I'm like, wow, are you trying to listen to us, Andrea? Yeah, and
he comes
like,
in with Cape Cod potato chips. He's like,
oh, Cape Cod potato chips. I love these potato chips. I want to take them from America and bring them back to Italy for my mother.
Like, you just want to bring me a chip? I feel so weird smiling like this. God. So Julia tells us, oh, I definitely miss my boyfriend. I mean, just because I have a boyfriend doesn't mean I can't have fun, right?
That's her preloading her excuse for the inevitable phone fight that she's going to have this season, which is like, what? Like, we can't have fun? Like, I'm just having fun. That's it. That's all I'm doing. Because, you know, they're going to be that, like, couple that fights. And he gets mad when she has fun. And then she says, I'm allowed to have fun. So that way it's, like, established that she's only having fun and not flirting, et cetera, et cetera. That's my low level uninteresting theory about Julia.
Yeah. So then Craig and Luke are stripping on the table, and Andrea starts dirty dancing on the table with Paige. And Amanda's like, Kyle, why don't you do that, Kyle? And Kyle's just off walking around, like, wasted, of course.
Yeah.
And she's like, one thing me and Kyle talk about all the time is having fun together. But then he works, and when he's not working, he just wants to be part of the guys group. Like, hi, I'm over here.
So, another fascinating insight into their relationship. So then, it's just more like drunken things. And like at one point, like Luke is up there on the table taking off a shirt, and Julia sort of like puts like some undies or like a G-string or just underwear like into his like belt or whatever. And like there's slow-mo, something like, okay, whatever. But then afterwards, he comes down from the table, and then Julia and Luke start kind of like lightly grinding enough that it didn't even seem like anything. But it was enough that Gabby's like, are you kidding me? And then she storms off to her room. And I was like, are they trying to make some sort of drama out of this? But it was actually Gabby being really upset.
Yeah, she's like, I'm irritated right now. Julie doesn't even want Luke. She has a man. It's just some need for attention she's got. You know what? And I'm not surprised.
And the producer says, why? Has she ruined past romantic relationships for you? And Gabby goes, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
I like that.
So Julia is really horrible.
I like that Julia is like an underminer to her friends. So now Amanda like calls up her mom, and she's like, Mom, I need to vent. So she just starts talking about Kyle, and there's no happy moments. So she like goes into the bathroom to talk with her mom. And then Kyle is just sort of standing around. He's like, where's my fiance? Where's Amanda? Where's Amanda? Amanda, are you there? Amanda,
I need to find Amanda. And Lizzie's like, oh my God, where's Amanda?
And he's looking all over, and Julie's like, I mean, should we be concerned? I mean, what's going on? But he's freaking out now that he can't find Amanda. Meanwhile, Craig has poked a hole in a beer and is just like spilling it all over the floor.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope whoever's house this is just like sitting there with a notebook writing down charges.
Just make a list. And Kyle's like, it's the worst roller coaster ever with our wedding. And because he's now sitting with like Lindsay because he can't find Amanda. And he's like, so Lindsay's like, Kyle, let's talk it out. He's like, well, it's been the worst roller coaster ever with our wedding. And I've had family members just be like, when are you getting married? And situations like right now when I can't find her, I'm like worried that I don't pay her enough attention. I love her to death.
And he's doing that tearless drunk sob. He's just like, And so then Julie is like, I mean, is Amanda literally missing? And Paige goes, literally, Kyle is about to call the police. So Lindsay's like, I'm going to get her. And he goes, do you know where she is? She goes, no, but I'm about to fucking find her.
She's just like,
she's like, runs out on a mission, and he's just sobbing on the bed, like,
bring her back to me. Come home, Seth. He's like reenacting Cold Mountain. So then Amanda's, she's already out of the bathroom. She's just doing shots in the kitchen. So they're like, Amanda, you scared Kyle. She's like, what? So then Lindsay like brings Amanda in for Kyle. He's like, where have you been?
Yeah. And Kyle goes, Amanda, Kyle couldn't find you and he's really upset. Please let him know where you're going to be. Okay.
She didn't fly to Oklahoma. She went to the bathroom. Can't someone go to the bathroom in peace? Even if she was on the phone, like, what if she was just taking a shit? Let her take her shit.
And so, like, Kyle, what's wrong with you? It's like, well, you weren't here. I was in the bathroom. Which bathroom? Which one?
Our bathroom. He's like, oh, I didn't look because you only go in there to poop. No one looks there.
So then Gabby and Paige are talking. So Gabby's like, can I talk to you about Luke? And Luke is doing the dishes. And she's like, yeah, I saw Julia grinding. And I was like, I'm out of here. And I have hit my limit with Julia. She came to me like, I want to talk to him. And then I see her grinding on him. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. My ex and I broke up because of her.
Paige just goes, damn. Be careful.
She goes, be careful.
So now Julia is like looking at a picture on her phone. She's like, I'm zooming in on a picture my man sent me. It's not a penis. Okay. It's a picture I've known for years. Okay. And then, Amanda and Jason are doing some shots and Lindsay is like, are you guys taking Fireball without me? And then she goes up to Jason. She's like, how are you doing? So I'm like, it's coming. She's marking her territory.
She gives him the friends, how you doing? Mm-hmm. And he's like, awesome now. You're a sexy woman. You better know that, okay, girl? They're like hugging.
Mm-hmm. And then Sierra goes up to Julia and goes, I think Gabby is mad at you. Is that her name, Gabby? And Julia's like, why me? It's like, because you were dancing with Luke, which is gross. So Julia's like, is that a problem? Like, I danced with someone. Like, if she has a problem, she can come tell me.
Yeah, and then Gabby like slams her door all mad. So then everyone's going to bed and Amanda's like, Kyle, please just brush my mouth. And he's like, all right, hold on. He trips over a lamp. And then they're going snowboarding the next day. And Lindsay goes to bed. She's like, I am like in a loony bin. Goes to bed.
So now it's the next morning. Everyone's waking up. And
well, Kyle does end up brushing Amanda's teeth in the bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, don't spit. Did you just swallow that?
So Luke and Gabby have more of that scintillating chemistry. He's like, oh, sick. More half-drunken water bottles. What a surprise. And she goes, I know. I just started drinking out of cups now. Like, these two do have a romance. I feel that the romantic tension is just like palpable.
But that is a married couple, right? People who hate water bottle drinkers. They're like, yeah, I'm going to use a cup. It's like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
She's like, well, I wasn't going to use the cup, but unfortunately, that was the post-it that I pulled for today. Use a cup.
God. So Julie and Lindsay are talking, and Lindsay's like, I cannot figure out how to get the bags out for my eyes.
Well, I guess that's what happens once you hit 70, am I right? Well, it's so awkward upstairs because Gabby's not even talking to me. I mean, she's not even looking at me.
And then she's like, you should talk to her. So then everyone goes snowboarding. And Kyle's like, yeah, the first time I took Amanda skiing, she was scared. But we went up to this really steep hill. And I was like, whatever, Amanda, come on. And so I just pushed her down the hill. I mean, it was hilarious. And then, like, I see her at the bottom of the hill. And she's just, like, crying behind her goggles. I mean, she hasn't gone skiing for a while.
Oh, don't you love those romantic stories of men just traumatizing their girlfriends? Like, no, I told you about that show 100 Foot Wave, right? Like the documentary about the surfer, and the guy, the main guy in it, he tells a story. He's like, oh yeah, so my wife, you know, she used to go surfing, so I thought she'd be pretty good, so I brought her out to a big wave, and I just said, you could do it, and it sort of tore her around, and she almost got sucked up, and she almost died, and now she's afraid of surfing, so, oh, that was a good time. I'm like, thanks for traumatizing your wife, sir.
Oh, man. So Craig is talking to Paige, and he's like, I'm excited to run with you guys. And she's like, unless you're on the bunny hills, we won't see you. He's like,
There's like, okay, there's this like 3 mile flat part. And she's like, 3 miles.
And it goes downhill at a steep angle, but it's flat. It's a flat downhill. So then it's just like snowboarding and skiing. And we hear Luke saying some ski slang, I guess. He's like, let's butter the muffin. So then Lindsay's struggling with her snowboard. Poor Lindsay. They're like, here, Lindsay, here's the geriatric snowboard for you, made for 70 plus.
Oh, God, Lindsay. Lindsay's is just like a walker on two snowboards, just sliding down.
And then Sierra wipes out. So anyway, the guys sort of are at the top of the mountain, and they're just like talking. And they're talking about Andrea, because last night there was a moment when like Austin and Andrea and Paige and Sierra were all lying in bed. And then Andrea tried to choke Paige, sort of like sexually choke her. So they're like, oh, Andrea, that move, that was crazy. It was insane right now. And he's like,
it's like, Andy, what are you, the Italian Stallion, Andy? Whoa, yeah, Andy. Choking her.
Andy.
Choking her. And he's like, she liked it. You know, I like her personality. I just don't want to rush things. And he tells us, I broke up with my girlfriend because of COVID. And I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with her. No rebound for me.
I want to know more information. I want to know, did he break up with her or did she break up with him? Because if he broke up with her and then he's saying, I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with her, I have red flags. Red flags.
He cheated. That's the best.
That's what that means. That means, because if you want to spend the rest of your life with someone, you can deal with a few months away from each other.
Yeah, he cheated, he got caught, and now he's just saying that he got dumped and his heart is broken, so he can use the fuck boy. My heart is broken and I can't commit right now.
I'm a romance. I want love, right? And I was open for it, but now I've been wounded, so now I can't give my heart away anymore.
The textbook, right?
Textbook.
So he's telling the guys, nothing serious, nothing serious. And Luke goes, your 10 other girlfriends wouldn't like that, huh? And he goes, really? So they're all around a fire now, and Julia's bringing everyone blankets. She's like, oh my God, I've loved blankets for years. So she gives them blankets, and
Hey, Gabby, can I pull you for a talk? Okay, cool. All right, let's stand over here. Okay, cool. So Sierra, who I don't know for years, but I'd like to, she came to me last night and was like, Gabby's pissed at you because like you were dancing with Luke. And I'm like, what? Like, that's crazy. And Gabby's like, yeah, it just wasn't just that. You were like, do you want me to talk to him? Do you want to talk to him? And the next thing I know, you're like grinding on him.
I was like, but I thought I would save it until you're building the igloo together. I mean, that's more intimate.
She goes, oh, you know what? Just let the tables turn. Just let the tables turn, Julia.
And she's like, listen, I'm not trying to be a bitch about it. I care about our friendship. I mean, come on. Like, I care about our relationship, but...
And then Gabby tells us, Julia can never be wrong. She's got an ego on her.
I just want to just take a moment to appreciate the sentence. I was saving it for when he was building the igloo or something more intimate to have the real conversation. It seemed like a very igloo conversation. Sorry. It was very igloo appropriate.
And Gabby's like, but I'm trying to express to you. She goes, but you didn't express it to me. You went to somebody else. And Gabby's like, we're not getting anywhere. Bye. And leaves.
I'm saving the rest of this conversation for the igloo. So so now Julia's all pissed and Gabby's all pissed. So they hate each other now, right? For the moment. So now Craig and Austin, they all go home and Craig and Austin get into the hot tub. And Julia, see, she gets her revenge because she makes an amazing dinner for everyone. But since Gabby is like mad at Julia, she knows she can't have Julia's amazing dinner. So she has to sit in her bed and listen to everyone else be like, oh, Julia, the basil sauce and this pasta. Oh, my God. So that's pretty crafty. I think that's pretty mean to do like revenge pasta, you know?
Yeah, revenge, a way to a man's stomach, etc., etc.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
You know, and Luke really appreciates good manners in the kitchen too, because he comes in and he's like, ah, man, this bacon was left out. Fuck!
Yeah.
See, it's just so Luke.
The oh, God, it's in a half-drunken water bottle too. God damn it. I'm never going to be able to finish my igloo by cleaning up all this shit.
Gabby's like, I'm drinking my bacon in a glass now.
And then, so while Julia's making her spaghetti and meat sauce, Luke is on his phone and he's on like his Ring camera. And he's like, she's showing Julia. He's like, hey, look what's on my Ring camera. Okay. Look at all these fuckers. If I go to my camera right now, my lake property, look, there's so many animals. Look, here's an owl. Here's an owl. And then you see like an owl flying at his ring cam. He's like, oh, I love the animals. I get four deer every night. And then like two more come. So it's like four and then two. But it's not six altogether. It's a four then two thing. And then there's the rabbit. Oh, God, I love the rabbit. Have I told you about the chipmunk? Oh, he's so good.
Listen, you know, there's something that living out here does to you, right? Because I'm the same way. I literally have Ring videos where I'm like, oh my God, did the chipmunk? Like, I'll go through the Ring from the day and be like, did the little squirrel come back? Where's my black squirrel? So then he decides that Julia really likes his Ring footage. So he's like, as I get to know Julia more, you know, she's fun and attractive. And God, can she parse through some Ring footage. Really appreciated the owl, which I liked, you know. Yeah. But she's got a boyfriend, so fuck her. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. But you know I'm going to be queuing up a lot of that owl footage. Oh, yeah. Hot, hot owl footage. And fingers crossed for the rabbit tonight. Oh, God.
So now back in the hot tub. It's more of the making it. Andrea and Paige are making out. Austin and... Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. It's just the guys right now. So Andrea... I just have like a... I'm just like traumatized by that first episode with all the making out. That like now when I see the hot tub, I just assume that I'm seeing that awful footage again. But... it's just Andrea, and he's talking about how he was afraid of Austin and Craig at first because he doesn't really get along with guys. He goes, I love girls more. More. I like that more.
So Gabby's telling her mom that she got into it with Julia. She's like, it broke my heart. I mean, when I do speak up for myself, I feel like I'm invalidated. And then Lindsay is talking to her mom, right? She's like, I thought this was supposed to be a fun flirty. Or her aunt. Who's she talking to?
I don't know who she's talking to.
Man
she's-
and Lindsay. Amanda. Maybe? It must be Amanda.
Was it Amanda?
Or so she's like, I thought this was supposed to be a fun, flirty vacation with my best friend, and I've like made so many bad decisions with men. And then it shows Everett. Ding! The next one, Payman. Ding! Carl. Ding! Steven. Ding! She's like, maybe I should just go for the nice guy. Try something different.
Poor Amith. He didn't even wind up in the montage. Remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You, exactly. So so now now is the hot tub making out, and Paige is like, do I want to sleep with Andrea right this moment? Absolutely. Do I want to find an outfit that only costs $20 for him to take off? Absolutely. I'm human, but guys are simple creatures, and the one thing that, like, when you give it to them, they lose interest, so you can't give it. I'm like, Paige, he's a fuckboy. So that what you're saying right now is he's a fuckboy and you're going to get emotionally destroyed by him. That's what I'm hearing.
She's like, I've made up scenarios in my head. Like, what if we go to dinner? Or like, maybe we're walking down the sidewalk holding hands. It's crazy.
So and then we're getting married.
Kyle and Amanda are talking and they're kissing and stuff. And Kyle's like, oh my God, I'm getting wet. She goes, what? Where are you getting wet, Kyle? He's like,
my dick.
I'm like, well, we figured that part out, Kyle. We didn't need that spelled out. So now it's the next morning, and Jason's making his bed, and Amanda says that she wants cheese. And so basically, Kyle proposes a double date. Him and Amanda, or he and Amanda, Amanda and he, and Austin and Sierra. And but notably, Andrea did not bring Paige coffee this morning.
Yeah, so Andrea's telling the guys that he's just, you know, it's nothing with Paige, whatever, and then he doesn't bring the coffee. So something's going on, right?
Well, the guys spooked him, because the guys probably did that whole thing, like, so are you guys going to get together, right? And then that's when a fuckboy is like, oh, shit, I'm showing too much interest. She's going to start thinking too much. So now coffee service is done.
Or he's not getting laid, so he's playing reverse psychology.
That's like, true. All of the above, maybe.
Oh, really? Well, now I'll make her chase me around.
That's right? True.
So Luke and Paige are in the kitchen, and she's like, that's coffee. He goes, well, your Italian stallion made it, so blame him. She goes, why the fuck didn't he bring it to me?
And then Austin goes up to Sierra and goes, hello, it's your Prince Charming. I'm like, well, I didn't know Prince Charming spat so much.
And she's like really nervous for this date because she let her walls down, guys. So then Paige and Sierra are like picking clothes, and Paige says, I feel like I'm on Love Island.
Which of course is a
shout out for you.
Thank you.
And then Craig is like, you look like a lumberjack, Austin.
There's a lot of really high level commentary going on in this house. So Austin's like, I've only officially been single for 3 months, and I've not been up on a proper date with a woman in 3 years. It's insane how long it's been. And Sierra's like, the fact that my friend is going on a date. Oh, sorry, it's Paige. Because I love when we say it's the wrong person. We have to change the voice entirely. The fact that my friend is going on a date, and she deserves it. On the other hand, hello, I would like to be taken on a date. I mean, I'm wearing something that cost me $17, but looked like it was $70. Hello, happy for her, sad for myself.
So Sierra did a little too much dreaming about this date. I mean, she comes down wearing leather pants and a fur. They're like, what the hell?
You're in Vermont. even if it wasn't Austin, even if it was Prince Charming, you're in Vermont.
And Amanda's like, well, that's the difference. Engaged. She's just all casual and fancy. So then she's like, I just roll out of bed now. Kyle's like, hey, can you put on some mascara? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel like washing my face later, Kyle.
So then Craig calls Natalie on the phone. He's like, hey, baby, how are you doing? Are you skiing? She's like,
say it again. Service isn't great out here. Okay. Well, I love you, and I'll see you soon.
Coco. Okay. Bye.
You know, this is all she's saying anyway.
She's with someone probably named like Hans, some like German guy, like having an amazing sort of sexcapade out there in Vail or wherever she is.
So they're in town now, and Amanda's like, Kyle, let's be cute and hold hands. And they go to a restaurant called Cork.
Yeah. And they sit down, and Austin does what anyone would do on a double date. Hey, how's your sex life? I was like, whoa.
Yeah, because they're like, cheers to your first date, because Amanda and Kyle are doing this thing like, wow, we don't even fuck anymore. So that's their plan, which is a weird plan for a date too, right? Because Amanda's like, cheers to your guys dating, and Kyle's like, yeah, truth be told, like, being around couples, like, it's excited, like, I mean, god, like, I just, come on guys, this is hot. And Amanda's like, yeah, it's just, and Kyle goes, yeah, we have to make a lot of effort. Yeah. And Austin goes, well, what is the sex life like? And he's like, well, it's been tough the last year, you know, working together. And he goes, do you feel like roommates now, guys? Are you just roommates? Did you still bone? Like, what the hell? Awkward.
I know. And Kyle's like, well, I will say that seeing sparks fly amongst you guys, it makes me go, oh, like, take me back to 5.5 years ago. Back when Amanda used to make me guacamole without me even having to ask. She just did it out of the kindness of her own heart. God, I miss those days.
They're talking about their age differences, and Amanda's like, we're 9 years apart. He goes, yeah, you're old now, so I need to shop for a new 20-year-old. So, Paige is in the kitchen talking to Gabby, and it's super awkward because Paige is always with Sierra, you know. So now it's like she's new friend.
She has
new
friends because
her friend fed a boy. So she's like, do you want food? And she's like, why are you talking to me? Where's Sierra? She's like, she's on a date.
So, what's your favorite sandwich? I think this is going well so far, huh? Yeah, pretty good. We could be friends.
And then Gabby's like, well, it's so nice to see Andrea like this because usually I only see him sleeping around with girls.
And then she just takes a sandwich, a bite of her sandwich. Thanks for making me the sandwich, by the way. It was such an undermining moment. Oh, it was so good. So she's like,
So then Luke and Andrea are talking, and he's like, I'm not doing so good. I just got a text from two girls that I'm with at the same time. And Luke's like, oh, geez, two at the same time? This goes, only two.
And Luke says, you know, I came in here with no expectations. Like, maybe I'd get to check in on the rabbit once a night. But other than that, no real, maybe build an igloo, you know. But no real expectations. And, you know, whatever happens, maybe I'll make a hot
possibly
dish.
Possibly get sent a video of an owl crotch flying right towards my face from the ring cam. Got it. You know, got that too, so.
Sort of hoping for the coyote. I don't know. But owl's good too. I like owl. You know what I'd love? Oh, deer and bunny together. Oh, that'd be... Okay, I have expectations.
So Luke says that he likes Julia, but she has a boyfriend. He's like, do you know her? He's like, I know they're on and off. Why don't you try to investigate? He's like, I think I should.
Yeah.
So then back to the double date. They're talking about, you know, age differences still. And Amanda's like, yeah, my mom asked if Kyle has Peter Pan syndrome. And Austin's like, that's a big thing in the South. In the South, women get a, what do they call this degree? I forget what it's called.
An MRS. Get it? Stands for Mrs.
Oh, the MRS. Yes. Yeah. He's like, yeah, because women just go to college to find a man and get married.
Yeah. Peter Pan syndrome is huge in the South. I mean, I can't even go by a clock store without getting traumatized, if you know what I'm saying. Oh my God, Ronnie, an OXO thing just arrived at the front door, but I'm going to let them leave it there. I'm not going to run out of the podcast to get it, even though I'm so excited. My OXO arrived. My OXO canister. Continue.
So Kyle's like... I just gave you a full-on Dorothy look from
you Golden gave me a look Girls. Like Ben, I'm trying to finish this recap and you're babbling about an OXO container that just arrived at the front door.
Fucking kill you with these OXO containers. So Kyle's like, so how many kids do you want, Sierra? Okay, again, it's like the first date, you guys. And Sierra says she wants three, and Kyle goes, and she wants some stat. Get it? She's a nurse, guys. Everybody get it?
So Austin's like, when I came into this house, I just want to have fun because I just got out of something. And lo and behold, I found someone who's really cool and really great. And I can't wait to not really commit to her, but still sleep with her. That's going to be awesome.
He's like, Sierras don't grow on trees.
That's interesting. So, and then we go back to Paige and Andrea, and they pass by each other in the hallway, and he goes, how much do you weigh? And she's like,
How much do I weigh?
Can I put you on my back to do squats? So I'm just like, lyric. Now I'm just like, sorry. Exercise equipment? Yeah, it's good. So can you put me on your back? I mean, sure. I mean, where are we going? Is this a normal workout for you? Is this leading to a date of some sort?
I think that must work for him. Girls are like, oh my God, he's lifting me. This is workout. But Paige is not into it. She's like, all right, we get it. We've seen your abs. Anyway, I like a dad bod. My best friends are on dates and you're asking me to work out. Get me out of here.
I am done.
Yeah.
And that's where it
fun
ends.
Fun show.
That's where it ends. So next week, it looks like they go on a date, but he's also... telling people he's not interested in her whatsoever. So it's basically like a rerun of Paige and Carl and Paige's first season, which is fun. It's fun for us. So
you gotta love, you know, I respect that Paige doesn't give in to these fuckboys every time and just lets them show their ass.
Yeah.
She does it every time.
It's really good. She's really good at that.
Yeah.
But she still tangles with show. Him. She still tangles with him.
But she knows it's like she sees it coming, you know?
Yeah.
She's set up roadblocks to not get herself too crazy over him. Which gotta respect. Never learned that one myself. But everybody, thank you so much for being here. Go get tickets for Crappens Live over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Thanks for being here on demand, those of you who are in this video with us. And if you want to, on demand, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens, okay? Also, that's where you'll find our bonus episode this week, which was Below a Deca.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels, Dana C, Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Better Than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's Go on a Bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan. And Cap Sewell,
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.